Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Blue Cross Blue Shield members who see doctors at Tufts Medical Center may have to find new doctors starting early next year. That's because the state's largest health insurer and the hospital have reached an impasse in contract talks. Blue Cross sent out letters today warning patients what this might mean for them. WBUR's Martha Bieminger begins our story at WBUR.
To get a firsthand view on the Tufts Blue Cross dispute, I walked into one of our glass-walled studios where a colleague had just finished a newscast.
Mr. Faniff?
Yes.
The tape recorder's rolling.
Dave Faniff, an anchor at WBUR, is a Blue Cross member who had surgery this summer to remove a brain tumor. Now he's receiving radiation.
If it comes back, radiation will not be an option again. So the only option at that point is more surgery. And the team that performed the surgery is at Tufts. They're the ones that have been in there already. They're the ones who've written the notes. They're the ones that, if I have to go back, they're the ones I want doing it.
But if Tufts and Blue Cross cannot come to an agreement on the contract that expires January 17th, then Faniff and 88,000 other Blue Cross members would have a month to find a new doctor. Pregnant women and patients with chronic illnesses would have 3 months.
And that's absolutely unacceptable. Get to it, guys, and work it out.
The dispute is, of course, about money. Tufts Medical Center says its latest request is for a 3% increase each year for the next 3 to 5 years. Blue Cross says Tufts doctors are willing to take less, but that Tufts wants much higher rates for hospital services. Blue Cross Executive Vice President Jay McQuaid says Tufts is already making a 15% profit on hospital charges.
They're earning a profit when they care for our members. They're paid comparably to other teaching hospitals in eastern Massachusetts. And they're seeking rate increases that are inconsistent with what other hospitals have already accepted.
Tufts Medical Center CEO Eric Beyer has some problems with that analysis. He says Tufts has a larger share of Medicaid patients, on which all hospitals lose money, than do the comparable hospitals to which McQuaid refers. And Beyer says Tufts has historically received significantly less for care that is just as good as higher-paid competitors. But insurers are under increasing pressure from Governor Patrick and employers to cut costs. So how, in this climate, can Beyer justify increases that are higher than other hospitals?
We absolutely believe that our ask is completely in line with what the governor and other people have asked for. We are a very efficient provider. Our physicians have earned what they've been paid by being efficient. We absolutely believe we are doing the right thing for the people of this commonwealth.
Three statewide employer groups disagree, saying that while Tufts Medical Center provides great care, businesses will likely side with Blue Cross in efforts to hold down health care costs. Eileen McEnany is with Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
There are no good guys or bad guys. It's just we have to learn to do things differently and to provide care with a finite amount of financial resources.
There's widespread agreement that as the Commonwealth struggles to do that, provide quality care while holding down costs, these disputes may become more common. For what it's worth, Tufts and Blue Cross reached a similar impasse almost 3 years ago and eventually settled a new contract. If they don't resolve this dispute, Dave Faniff and tens of thousands of other Blue Cross members will have to find a new place for care early next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Bieminger.